from the time he's come back, it's just been a short runway to this point, he continues to improve. There's so many subtle things that come up, even in the practice the other day against the Bears. It looked like a good practice, and then there's a little thing here that had he not practiced, he would not have experienced. So that adds callus to his experience and his resume, if you will. You know, he has shown to this point that the ability, the skill level can be there. We're just not there yet. And so his refining process, if you will, goes one day at a time, one rep at a time, and we're just kind of getting started because of what wasn't with his availability affects that.
Sean McDermott on Bills' second-year safety, Cole Bishop. It all sounds very reasonable, I think. You know, McDermott would not have an extra grind with this player. He wants to get him there. It all seems very reasonable. You know, where does that leave us? Well, now what do we do? That all made sense. Gabe Davis. So the report is he'll be in tomorrow for a visit. He went to Pittsburgh today for a second visit.
Right.
And we talked about this with Sal a few minutes ago, coming off an injury settlement, if that's the right term. I mean, he was released.
Waived injured is how
Waived
Sal
injured.
Put it.
Okay. By Jacksonville. He went to Pittsburgh a while ago. And one of the possible outcomes here that you guys have brought up is, well, we don't know that the Bills will necessarily want to sign him, but they'll have intel. You know, they'll know where he's at with his body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that Pittsburgh, who already had him there, had enough interest. I mean, you know, just sort of common sense.
Yeah, let's
to
see,
bring him back.
Yeah, how
get
much?
An update.
Are you better from a month or two ago? Whenever he was there, so I feel like that was pretty shortly after he'd been released. So I feel like that was earlier in the spring. So, you know, if he's progressed enough, you know, they must like the idea enough
right.
to want to take another look at him.
That's what I would suggest.
Maybe he doesn't even get here, but, you know, whatever.
Right. We like you, but we don't know yet.
Right.
Let's see how you look, you know, a month later, whatever it is. Here is Justin next. Hello.
Hey, guys. The Cole Bishop thing, and I know Shope touched on this a little bit, but McDermott has a different way of motivating his players. We know he's, you know, smarter than really most of us we're talking here. But, like, is this, like, kind of a Jedi mind trick? We know that Hancock's not going to play. He knew that coming into this final preseason game. Is this kind of like the kick in the pants, you know, to kind of let Cole know that you have one chance? You've got one chance left to kind of impress us and show us, you know, what you can do. I think by doing that, they put the onus on him that if this third strike, kind of like he just proves he's not ready. And I'm going to hang up here and listen. But just about Gabe Davis real quick, I think Bills fans should be ecstatic. I think that we should have hoped that he came to us today instead of Pittsburgh. I would take 8 games of a healthy Gabe Davis over some of these unknowns we have in the mix for receiver right now. We really haven't had explosive plays down the field since he left, other than, you know, like when Shakir can get loose. And I don't know. What do you guys think, man? I think I would take like a half a season from Gabe over some of these other guys who, if they play 16 or 17 games, are just kind of average contributors. I'll hang up, guys. Thanks. Go Bills.
Okay. The explosive plays went away while Davis was still here. I think it started, and it might be more of a league-wide thing, but there's no question that the Bills last year did not have a downfield passing game, and Davis was a downfield threat. So I think that's fair. Whether I'm trying to get you back within the coloring in the lines that are that meet my approval, whatever, I think that stands. I don't know about ecstatic. This is a player that's, you know, now a couple of years older than he was when he left, that has had injury problems, and I don't know. I mean, Curtis Samuel, healthy, should have a higher ceiling and be a big play threat for this team. Whether it's down the field or not is another question. I'm going to struggle with ecstatic. I think Gabe Davis probably gets a harder time than he deserves from the fans. And I was never his biggest fan. So, like, I don't know. I'm way short of ecstatic. I'm open to it, I guess. But it, to me, it's a bad sign. for how it's going at receiver. And so, you know, you want to revisit the draft conversation and pouring resources into it if on August 19th you're considering, well, you're bringing in someone who you didn't want to pay 2 years ago and has had injury problems really since. I don't know. That doesn't make me feel anything close to ecstatic. It makes me feel like maybe there's more of a crisis going on at receiver than we ever thought. So, I don't know. It doesn't excite me, but I'm not going to be mad if he ends up back here at some point. I don't know if that's imminent or not. I forgot what the rest was now.
Well, I want to say something about the caller's comments about McDermott, but first, it's always both things. This happened a lot last year with Claypool and all those guys. It was, you could look at it as a negative, and it seemed fair to, man, they really don't love what they've got. But also as a positive, that they're not going to fake it. Like, they're not going to sit there, you know, standing pat and tell you that they're all set. I mean, the Bills increasingly seem more forthcoming. Bean always wants to tell you the real score, and McDermott is doing plenty of that these days. So, you know, he literally today brought that into question, you know, what the Bills' depth at receiver is and how they're just, like, they're not fully made there. So I want to give him credit for not pretending that they're in better shape than they are, but yeah, I mean, they're grasping a little bit, and they were last year too. And how did it turn out? Samuel was not much of a contributor. Hollins probably gave you the best year you could have hoped for from him. I mean, he seemed like a special teamer at signing until they started to talk about his kind of taking Davis's spot. It was only last year when Davis left.
Yep.
And Coleman was okay. They went and got Amari Cooper, also seemingly showing that they were not all set at the position. And now it's Palmer and Elijah Moore. That hasn't been anything yet.
No. Yeah, I mean, is there – I really – see, I don't. I shouldn't say I don't want to start something by saying this, because you know, I don't know. I want to ask whether or not how McDermott sounds about Bishop and safety in general, and about receiver. We don't really know who 4, 5, and 6 are. I think is what he said. We know who 1, 2, and 3 are. I don't know. Is he putting stuff in a basket to leave at the GM's door here at all? I mean, it's stark. Like, he could be, the caller's asking, the other part of the call was, what is he doing with Bishop? Is it motivation? And that sales guess too. And like, yeah, but there's frustration in there, I think. And I don't know. It could be directed solely at the players, or just the situation in general. I got this guy that's really talented. I'm talking about Bishop here, and I can't get him off yet. I can't find the buttons to press because they're wrapped up in, you know, gauze. You know, he's a frustrated sounding guy right now, and I don't know. I wonder about that.
I hear you working. You want to use Coleman and Kincaid after the season, too?
Sure.
Right?
Sure. So, like, I'm just asking if anybody is contemplating whether that's a part of this at all.
It'd be really hard to say yes.
You know, because the heat is all on him. Mostly, right? Like, their failures in the playoffs, Bean does not get the blame for that. I mean, there's this, you know, the guy earlier, the second round picks, and, you know, missing, you know, and trading that off for hits in you know, with Saturday picks. But McDermott bears the brunt of the failures. And if the guys that are being chosen here to help him finish this job aren't available to him, and he doesn't know who his second three wide receivers are 3 weeks before they play a game, I don't know. That's stark.
I think Bean might get more of the blame than you're saying, because the whole wide receiver thing isn't McDermott. You don't hear people so much complain about that they didn't push the ball more or even in that game. It gets said than you hear about, like, well, what's available? You know, it is more of the roster, I think. It's the players they've chosen. It's Bean was in when he got hot. He talked about how they have made an effort. It's only part of the criticism is the perceived lack of effort. It's also like the literal choices you're making, Coleman versus Worthy, et cetera, like mm-hmm. Kincaid versus other possibilities. Then, so I think it's both. You're not even accusing him. You're sort of just speculating whether McDermott is frustrated with his roster.
Yeah.
And maybe. I mean, it's been so many years. There'd be times when you would. You know, there'd be times there'd be times when you disagree on draft picks and other moves. That would just be normal, I think. And I think too much of what he's talking about is injury related, that it'd be hard to pin that on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You could pin that on the players. I wonder if he sort of, the way he's wired, takes him back to days, and this isn't that long ago, where guys would play through mm-hmm. what they're just categorically not playing through anymore in this climate. You know, preseason training camp, you turn an ankle, here comes the cart, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something you could either blame on anybody
the
else,
GM,
except
right,
you know,
right.
except maybe the players. He might have a little bit of an edge to him when it comes to choices that a couple, maybe players have made here and there. But again, that this is all.
Right. But assuming
guessing.
He's still choosing, assuming he's choosing to tell us these things, right? Like, it's not just coming out from frustration or anger. Like, what's his motivation? Is he trying to motivate Cole Bishop by telling the media that he needs him? I mean, he could tell Cole Bishop that in the locker room. He does not need to make the spectacle is too strong, but he doesn't need to make the point he made today the way he made it if what he's after is trying to light a fire under Cole Bishop and get him on the field.
He doesn't. I don't want at all to sound critical of McDermott for saying it, though.
I don't either. I want to find what the motivation is exactly.
And I think it could just be, like I said earlier, where he's just more relaxed and willing mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. tell you what's really going on, which is what I'm here for. You know, because I'll criticize when you don't do that. It's obvious. And we'll talk about how great New Orleans is going into Week 4. Although maybe they will be great. You've said it. Don't you have an overbet on the Saints?
My God. Why do you plant lies?
Like, this was the time to do it. Oh, why do I plant lies? What is the over-under on the Saints even?
2.
maybe 4.5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll get back to the phones next here on WGR.